Accession number 18731, Real One.
Arthur Bates, Real One, where were you born, please?
Hoddesdon in Hertfordshire.
Which year was this?
In 1932.
Did you grow up and have your schooling in Hoddesdon?
No, we left Hoddesdon quite when I was about two, I believe. Most of my education was in Enfield, Middlesex.
So how old were you when you finished school?
14.
So that would have been 46?
Yes.
Did that mean that you spent the Second World War years in Enfield?
Well, most of them in Enfield, but we were evacuated to Yorkshire and Lutterworth in Rugby, near Rugby.
Whereabouts in Yorkshire?
Batley.
Did you get evacuated as a school or as an individual?
With school.
Do you remember what date you were evacuated?
Not really. As far as I can remember, it was about July 1944.
As late as that?
Yeah, yeah.
Not at the beginning of the war?
No, we were evacuated actually just outside London to Harpingdon at the beginning of the war, but not for very long. Then we came home and went to Lutterworth. I can't remember any dates there, and then we were evacuated again in 1944 for 12 months.
Was that because of the V weapons?
I believe it was, yes.
Did you see any bombing at all yourself?
The only bombing that I can actually recall was a school from a V2 V1 bomb, and a block of flats in Enfield that killed a friend of ours that we used to play with. A complete block of flats was bombed. That's the only actual bombing that I can actually visualise remembering.
You saw that, did you?
Yeah.
Did you actually see the bombs hit?
No.
What do you remember about the incident?
Well, the school, only the fact that everybody thought it was coming down on our school. The school that it did come down on was only within 3/4 of a mile away. And the block of flats, the main reason we remember that is that the young friend, because we were all very young, was killed. That's why I remember that so much.
What was the address of the block of flats, do you know?
Westmore Road, Enfield.
Which year do you think that might have been?
I would say probably about 1943, 42, 43. We'd just come back actually from Northumberland, where my father was stationed, and we moved up there because he reckoned that he was going to spend an awful lot of time up there, because he was a cook in the army. But unfortunately, he went abroad like a lot of them, so we came back to London.
In the bombing in London, in Enfield, did you take shelter in air raid shelters?
In the garden, yeah, the old Anderson shelter in the gardens.
What was that like?
Quite horrible, really. Most of them were wet, cold, etc. You know, nothing comfortable about air raid shelters at all.
You didn't have any facilities in it?
Not really, no.
Could you sit up in them?
Oh yeah, you could sit up. Yeah, you could sit up in them. We never used them a great deal, really. Being in Enfield, we weren't in the height of all the bombing of London, because Enfield being sort of 10 or 11 miles away from London, North London, I suppose we didn't get that amount of actual bombing in Enfield.
Did you see anything of the V weapons?
Only going overhead. The only V weapons. We had lots of air raid warnings when the V bombs were coming over. But the only one that landed in Enfield that I can remember is on the school.
Were you frightened at all during the war?
Difficult to say, I suppose. I suppose we were, yes. But I can't say I can remember actually being frightened as such. But I suppose we must have been.
How did the evacuations go?
I don't know, really. It's difficult to say. Only being 11 years old, I suppose we were quite happy in Yorkshire. Can't remember too much about Lutterworth in Rugby, near Rugby. But Yorkshire was quite happy. We kept in touch with the people that we were evacuating with. We kept in touch, the family kept in touch right until 1993, when they died. So the relationship that was born because of that evacuation was quite a long-lasting relationship, really.
What was the name of the family you went to?
Parker.
Was it actually in Batley itself?
Yeah. Yes.
How did you find Batley after Enfield?
Rather industrious, I suppose. A lot more. I don't know. It's difficult to say. It spoilt my education being evacuated. I do know that.
In what sense?
I changed school so many times. I should have gone to Enfield Grammar School, but was evacuated before a couple of months before I was due to start. Therefore, I went to Batley Grammar School. There, a short time to the time we came home in 1945. From there, I went to Enfield Grammar School, but the curriculums and the teaching were so different that I just couldn't catch up with Enfield Grammar School. I was advanced in some subjects, way behind in other subjects. I completely lost interest in education, I suppose. Really.
Were the people much different?
I think they were closer to each other in Yorkshire. As far as I can remember, you know, being young, I don't think you tend to notice these things quite so much. But I think people in Yorkshire were friendlier.
How were you treated yourself?
Quite well. We were evacuated. My brother and sister, all with the same family in Yorkshire. And we were treated quite well.
Did they get any bombing in Batley?
Not that I can remember, no. No.
Or in Lutterworth?
Lutterworth, not actually in Lutterworth, but Rugby was bombed quite considerably, which wasn't very far away. It was only about 8 or 9 miles from where we were.
What did you see of that?
Not a lot, because we were me and my brother were with a spinster, and we just didn't travel outside Lutterworth. How long we were there, I can't really say I can remember. We were there over Christmas, I know that. But I would think we were only there for 8 or 9 months.
And you also had a period of evacuation at Harpenden?
At Harpington, again, there was my sister, my elder sister and brother evacuated there, which was home from home, because Harpington wasn't very far from Enfield. Parents used to come every weekend anyway, so it was hardly an evacuation, really.
Was the war a grim time for you?
Not as bad as some people had it, I suppose. Some of the books I've read, we had a pretty easy time during the war, apart from the fact that my father was in the army away, and we were mainly fetched up by our mother, which was no different than a lot of families. But I wouldn't say the war was really grim.
Any celebrations you remember at the end of the war?
Oh yeah, the street parties and father coming home. Yeah, I can remember the street parties, etc. Vaguely.
In Enfield?
In Enfield, yeah.
Now, how did you come to be in the army yourself?
National service.
Can you tell me about being called up, please?
When I was called up, what did you...
What date was it that you were called up?
15th of March. We actually went into the Army, National Service, 15th of March.
1950. How did you feel about being called up?
I think the only worry was, at that time, was the Korean War, actually. Everybody was saying, oh, it'll be over before you get in, it'll be over before you get in. But it was still there when we got in. So, basically... I don't think I was any different than any other national serviceman. Nobody wanted to go in the army, but it was one of those things that you just had to do.
How old were you when you were called up?
18.
I think it might have been 15th of March 1951, perhaps.
Yeah, sorry, it would be. Yeah, sorry,
51. It would have been 1950, the Korean War hadn't started.
That's right, it was 1951. 5106 was the debug number.
And what was the first thing you did when you were called up?
I don't know.
Went to report somewhere?
Oh, we had to report to Shawncliffe Barracks.
Was that where you did the basic training?
That was 6 weeks basic training there, yeah.
What was that like?
Took a lot of getting used to being ordered about. Although I was quite disciplined, the army was a different type of discipline.
What was the worst thing about it?
I suppose being told what to do. Really. The fact that it was a very cold winter, it was a very cold March. I suppose basically the worst part was that type of discipline. Didn't do us any harm though.
Did it do you any good?
I think so.
In what way?
Helped you grow up a little bit quicker.
Did you have any complaints about it?
I don't think so.
And after the basic training?
After basic training from Shorncliffe, we went to Canterbury for a further 10 weeks continuation training, which gave us a little bit of an idea that we weren't going to go to Europe, we weren't going to go to Germany. Because if you went to Germany, it was known that you didn't do continuation training. So we knew, that those that went to Canterbury, we knew that we were either going to the Middle East or Far East.
What did the continuation training consist of?
Field training, night training, mainly I think night training really.
What would you do on night training?
Well, the normal thing, I suppose, manoeuvres, battles with different companies, different platoons, all that type of thing, field training.
Was there anything about it that you found difficult?
I don't think so.
Were there any of your comrades who couldn't cope with it?
No, I don't think there were. I don't think there were.
Were you in a battalion by now?
No. We were still training. We weren't actually attached to a battalion, although we were Middlesex Regiment. We weren't attached to any battalion at all.
But you had the Middlesex cap badge.
We had a Middlesex cap badge.
And after the continuation training?
We were told we were going to Hong Kong, and we sailed for Hong Kong on August the 1st from Liverpool. I'm not sure whether we changed our badges then to King Shropshire, or whether it was when we'd done our training in Hong Kong. I'm not quite sure on that point.
And which ship did you go in?
Empire Devonshire.
What was the voyage like?
A bit rough, I suppose. Hammocks and goodness knows what. Although, having said that, I enjoyed the journey out there. It was an experience that not to be missed, really. It took just over six weeks to get there. There were parts we didn't like, parts we did. I thoroughly enjoyed going down the Suez Canal, a thing that to me was quite an experience. Didn't much enjoy Singapore and Ceylon, only because we were King Shropshire Light Infantry then, so we were transferred to King Shropshire in July before we sailed, because we'd done a route march in Ceylon with this light infantry, and we'd done a route march in Singapore light infantry, which after doing 120 to the minute, 160 the minute, which we hadn't had training for, was quite an effort. That's the only parts we didn't like about the journey, I suppose. All the rest was quite enjoyable.
And what happened to you once you got to Hong Kong?
We were given another 10 weeks training, although I can't remember too much about the actual training, really. We had to spend nights up in the hills of the New Territories. Actually, we were in the New Territories, not Hong Kong Island itself. We were in the New Territories. We had to spend nights up in the hills, which we were told were guard patrols, but I think it was just getting you used to being in the hills with two or three of you in the dark, in the loneliness, and in with the shadows, just to get you prepared, I suppose, for being in that situation. I was fortunately enough to go on a driving course during the 10 weeks in Hong Kong. So I didn't do too much of that either. Although I was a driver, I'd passed my driving test. They still sent me on a driving course.
And which company or platoon were you in the Shropshires?
A company. In actual fact, even then, we were still not attached to the battalion. We had a King Shropshire badge, hat badge, but we weren't attached to the battalion at all until we actually got to Korea.
Did you see much of the local population in the new territories?
Not a lot, I suppose. I didn't see as much as some of them. Although I spent a lot of time in Kowloon. But we were out during the weekends, etc. But not to say I came in contact with a great many of them.
Any incidents that happened to you in Hong Kong?
No, nothing unusual.
Did you realise by now that you were going to go to Korea?
Oh yeah, we knew we were on our way to Korea.
Had you been following what was happening in Korea?
Not really.
How worried about it were you?
Very difficult to say. I think you just accepted that you were going. I don't think worry came into it, honestly. Obviously, you didn't want to go, but I think you just accepted that you were on your way. Wasn't a very nice thought, because you were still under 19 years old.
When was it that you actually went, do you know?
Yes. I spent my 19th birthday halfway between Hong Kong and Korea.
And your birthday is the 18th of December?
18th of December.
How did you get there?
On an American cargo ship. We had to sleep in the holds on the cargo ship.
In hammocks?
As far as I remember, no. We slept on the deck, on the floor of the cargo holds, as far as I can remember. I know it wasn't a very good trip. It was a terrible trip, actually. As I just said, I spent my 19th birthday halfway there. And as far as I can remember, the weather was very, very rough. And it was one of the times that I was seasick.
Did the voyage last very long?
5 days.
Were you able to eat on the voyage? Or were you too sick?
I can't remember too much about it. Meals on the ship, actually. I wasn't seasick all the time, so it must have been just part of the journey where the sea was rough. But I wasn't sick all the time. I wasn't sick for 5 days, no.
What about arriving in Korea? Can you remember that?
The only part I can remember about arriving in Korea was travelling up towards the battalion. The actual trip, I can't remember too much about it, to be honest. The only part I can remember is arriving at the battalion on the A echelon, and then we were transferred there from A echelon to B echelon, and we were assigned our different companies in the battalion. Myself going to A company, friends went to A company, B company, C company. We were quite dispersed out of our group. By that I say our group, which was approximately about 22 national servicemen. There were others, but you tend to know your own little group that you've joined up with. I fortunately stopped at B echelon, and we had, I think, three other chaps, national service, that went to A company, but they actually went to the company itself. I stayed in HQ at B echelon.
What's the difference between A echelon and B echelon?
Just the positions, I believe. B echelon was behind the actual battalion. A echelon was further back, more of a supply place.
And what were your, what did they tell you your duties were supposed to be?
I was an OC driver, officer of command in A company. I used to drive him about.
Who was he?
At first he was, I think his name was Major or Captain Chamberlain. And then I used to drive a Captain Lanyon and then a Major Hill. So the officer commanding A company changed quite a bit in my time there.
What were these three officers like to work for?
The first one, Chamberlain, was quite a very nice chap. Lanyon was a nice person, very nice person. Unfortunately, he got killed. Major Hill, not so very nice.
Was he unpleasant to you?
He was an upper-class snob. In my opinion, we had two or three little arguments between us, but I think I was, the arguments that I had with him, or not arguments, we'll say different of opinions, I think I was in the right, therefore he never charged me or anything like that, so I must have been a little bit in the right for him to ignore the different opinions.
What were the disputes about?
Well, the main one I can actually remember, in Korea, the roads were quite disastrous. They were just dust and potholes. And there was a speed limit on these roads, and I kept to the speed limit, mainly because he told me to keep to the speed limit. He was that type of person. But then when we went on to digging positions with a Canadian, a lot of Canadians, they were Canadian drivers of these big 3-ton troop carriers, and we led the way. The Canadian drivers didn't like the idea of going 15 to 20 miles an hour. And they decided to overtake us and get to the digging positions long before we did. He didn't like that. He told me to hurry along, which I told him there was a speed limit there, and he insisted that I drove to the speed limit, so I drove to the speed limit, and he didn't like that at all. But as I say, it was all forgotten about. He didn't like arriving at the at the digging positions after the main company.